wondrous Son Jesus, we come and say thank you, Lord. And thank you that, again, you've convicted our hearts to know the simplicity that everything is in your Son. Thank you that it's in one place. Thank you that we can go boldly to the throne of grace this morning. Thank you, God, that it's for all your precious people. Thank you, God, that it's only because that you delight in us. Lord, we are freely given, and you plead to us to come boldly to the throne of grace this morning. Now, Lord, we're here, and thank God that I can see my Savior standing, and He tells us that I'm the bread of life, and praise God, we're here to feast upon you, Jesus. Lord, thank you that it strengthens us. Thank you, Lord, that it gives us a vision. Thank you, Lord, that it enlightens our eyes to see. Lord, help us to see more of you today, because it's in the face of you is the only place the glory of God exists. And we're thankful, Lord Jesus, that you set your face to us this morning, and we want to glory in it. God, allow your Holy Spirit to anoint that we may magnify your Son, Lord, in all humility, in all sincerity, to know that He is the I Am, and by grace we come. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. If you'd open your Bibles with me this morning, we're going to John chapter 14, and we'll begin reading from verse 6. That's John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Poor Philip. Oh my goodness. And we've all been there, and by the grace of God he continues to deal with us, huh? Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father. Can you imagine that? And don't think you're any different. And it suffices us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And that's where we're going to dwell today. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Now, brothers and sisters, this is way beyond physically seeing Jesus. Way beyond. This is by faith and faith alone, perceiving in heart who He really is. You want to know the meaning of life? This is it. This is the meaning of life for everyone. How you see Jesus Christ means everything. Everything. To anyone. But especially, I'm encouraged to speak to believers today. Praise be to God. How we see Jesus Christ every day and every moment of our life means everything to us. Healer. Helper. High tower, shield, buckler, lover of my soul. I am favored. I am King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And on and on and on. Let's just give him this. He's everything. He's everything. Titus chapter 2 verse 11 tells us, For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. Did you hear that? I hear all sorts of excuses in men and women trying to reason this away. But this is the Word of God. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. All men. Every man. And the question then is, did you see Him for who He is? Did you see Him for who He is? Did you see him? He who has seen me hath seen the Father. Did you see that he is God in the flesh? What about when he said, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God? Oh, I love that. Man, people get fired up about that one. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, you get fired up about that. See, it's the cut of all cuts. To the unbeliever, brothers and sisters, that's why they hate him so. How dare you come before us and tell us that you're the only begotten Son of God? And all I can say is praise Jesus. That I see him for who he is. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And if that ain't putting a chill up on your body today, God help you. God help us all. I'm telling you, this is why we stand in awe every single moment. And truly taking my breath away. That's the I am. That's I am. Those soldiers came to take him. Are you Jesus Christ? I am. Bang! And they were on their faces. They fell back. And he had to get them up again to say, come on now, let's be about my Father's business. I've got a cross to go to. And I'm willingly and joyfully going today to die for all man's sins. See, that's what just gets me every time. He died for me. He died for you. He died for the wicked of the wicked of the wicked. Everyone. Do you see why God can have us love everybody? Really. I pray that we have passion, not just compassion, but passion for souls. Passion for souls. That when the Lord would encourage your heart, be ready, be prepared to give every man an answer. Why do you have the joy unspeakable and full of glory in your life? Jesus Christ. Well, how do you know? Well, the one thing I do know, I don't claim to know anything else but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And in knowing that, praise be to God, I know it all. I know everything I need to know because He'll bring it to me. The Lord brought my heart to Brother Simeon, that old brother. He wanted to see the face of Jesus Christ, didn't he? He wanted to see the King of Kings. And the Lord, praise God, met him at it. And he said, mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Can you imagine that? Simeon saw Christ, the baby, holding him in his arms. Now, unless you saw him for who he was, you'd just say, well, man, that's just a baby. That's just a child. But oh no. Simeon knew that he was holding the salvation of God. He was looking into the face of God. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Have we seen him, brothers and sisters? I mean, really, really seen him. That word means to know him. To know him. To understand him. Not just a quick glance. Not just a go through. Hey Peter, get over here. Do you love me? Oh Lord, I've been hanging out with you, man. We've had meals, suppers, we've joked, you've told us. We've had a good time. Oh Peter, get over here. Do you love me? Well, Lord, you know I do. God help me tell you I'd do anything for you. But I love you. I really do. I know you're my Savior. It's precious stuff. I know you're the Christ. Peter, look into my eyes. Look fully into my face. Now tell me, do you love me? Peter couldn't help it at that time because he was looking into the face of Jesus. I know it. He caught it. And he squarely saw him. And he said, Lord, thou knowest. Thou knowest I divinely. You've broken my heart. You've ruptured this vessel. I divinely love you. That's the call. That's where he wants us. And it's only going to happen, brothers and sisters, when we're still. Everybody else got to leave the room today. Don't even notice your brothers and sisters in Christ right now. It's just you and Jesus. It's looking fully into his wonderful face. It's time to come into that fellowship. I thank God. I know many of us have had it many times in our life. But we're getting ready to see him fully. We're looking into a glass darkly, and it's going to be face to face that we're going to behold him. But it's time to be looking, isn't it, brother? Hallelujah. It's time to not be busy with things and continuing to be distracted. And I come in here and I feel so good. And brother, I love to hear you preach. And I love my brothers and sisters in Christ. And oh, I'm so thankful for my church. But there's more. There's more. He needs to strike deep because he's coming. And he's coming soon. And to them that look for him, them that finally he's caught your attention, he's going to appear the second time. And I want to see him. I want to look upon his face. But we need to be looking now. Oh, we need to be looking now. Now, just about anybody and everybody you ever meet in this life claims to believe in God. Very rarely have I ever met anybody, oh, I don't believe in God. I was a young man when I was in grade school. Poor fella, I beat him up many times for saying that. Now, that wasn't the right thing to do. My parents even ended up buying him a pair of glasses. But I think about that boy often. And I pray for that boy often. I want people to believe in Jesus. I do. It's such a privilege. God would never force us. And I'd never want to force anybody. It don't work. Many times as you hit somebody, it don't work. But see, the Lord, he was up on that cross that day. And in the greatest testimony of his freely given grace and love, he didn't look at him in wrath. He didn't look at him in hate. As they spit upon him and tore his beard and mocked him. And mocked his father, I'm sure, and everything about it. All he could do was to say, Father, forgive him. They just don't know. They just don't know. But brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you that even people that claim that there is God, that they believe in God, I want you to know a verse. It's 1 Peter. Chapter 1, verse 21. It says, who by him believe in God. Have you ever read that verse? It's a wonderful verse. Who by him believe in God. See, what he's saying there is, who by Jesus Christ is why anyone believes in God. And the opposite is very true. Without Jesus Christ, you cannot believe in God. You can't. I don't care what you may think today. I really don't. And I hope you understand why. I'll tell you here in a second. I don't care what man may say. I don't care what our political correctness, maybe even our government may say. You cannot believe in God without believing in Jesus Christ. Because the Bible tells me so. That's it. The Bible tells me so. See, I don't look at it as, well, that's pretty restrictive. That's a pretty exclusive club. I say, man, how easy. How much more simple could it get? God's plan. He had a son. He became man. He became the Lamb of God. He died upon a cross and shed His blood freely. And if I'll believe that He is my Lord and Savior, and He cleansed my sin because of His death, there's nothing more simple to me. Amen? I love the plan of God, don't you? Don't you love the plan of God? The simplicity in Christ? And see, it never stops. Man then tries to put rules and regulations and tries to chop it back up and it's going to divide it. No, it never changes. Jesus Christ, same yesterday, today, and forever. It's all by grace. By grace. Lord, I believe, and Lord, I receive. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. Now, we love to believe the Word of God. Don't you? I love to believe the Word of God. I believe it is so simple as we just pointed out. I believe that the Lord, by His grace, that's about all we're seeing anymore, isn't it? I love to look out upon a congregation, this congregation. And I know and confident that there's others. But I see Christ. Because Christ in you is the hope of glory. And God has meant it that way and set it up, and praise be to God for that. But brothers and sisters, I'm encouraged again to stress the importance of what we see. The importance of what we see in Jesus. The vision that we have for Him here. Follow this. The vision that you have for Him here, that's how we forever will see Him over there. It's not going to change. It's going to be the same. When we see Him, we will be like Him. Oh, have we got a special, special time coming. But how differently so many of God's precious people see Jesus. Amen? Amen. Some see Him just as Savior. And I thank God. You have to see Him as Savior to even see Him in the first place. So praise be to God that you see Him as Savior. But there's so much more. And then some see Him as a friend. Some see Him as a comforter. And then they go on to see Him as a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Oh, isn't that wonderful? The lover of my soul, oh my goodness. The well to refresh me, a shield to protect me. And I pray to God that all of that is so real to us today, brothers and sisters. He was Abraham's exceeding great reward. Praise the Lord. He was David's song in the night. And man, have I needed a lot of songs in the night. How about you? Need it every night. Lord, put it on my heart because I want to be singing it when I awake. Moses. I think of that, dear brother. He was even allowed to see the back parts of God. Isn't that exciting? Now, Moses, you've been hearing my voice. I've been talking to you. I'm going to show you something. But Moses, I know you think you want to see me fully. But the problem is I got more by the grace of God I want to do in you, and it'd kill you. So you go get over there, and I'm going to walk by, and I'll tell you when. And you look, and you'll see my back parts. Praise the Lord. He's awesome. And then Daniel, what he got to see, isn't that amazing? Praise the Lord. How the Lord opened up all of those things, those future things that would come to pass. He was seeing some very mighty things in heaven. And Daniel said, "Oh Lord, more." And the Lord shut that, didn't He? And He said, "Daniel, that's for you. That's for you. Precious stuff. Incredible. But brothers and sisters, do you realize what we have been invited to look into? Moses, the most mighty prophet." Isn't that awesome to think? Never be another prophet like him, the Word of God says. But he only got to see his back parts. We're living in a time where he rent the veil in twain. Do you know what that means? Priest doesn't have to go in there for me anymore. The high priest came, hallelujah. And he died once for all, and it is finished. And he said, "Honey, get on in here because I want to visit with you face to face." And it's never stopped. It just never stops. I'm so thankful to God. You speak to Him as a friend, and I love it. It is so wonderful. I laugh with Jesus. I was doing something yesterday. I was led to help a brother out, and it was so precious. I was down on my hands and knees trying to figure something out, and it was sweet. And I looked back at my brother and I said, "You think the Lord's laughing at me or laughing with me?" He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I got a dear friend back there in Pennsylvania. Let me tell you something. One of the greatest things that we could do all throughout our lives, and one reason we love each other so much, is because we laugh. I love to laugh. I love to sometimes get beside myself and laugh. I got to watch that though. Oh, where this mind can go so quickly that God has to stop. But it's so wonderful, brothers and sisters, that we have been invited into that throne room. Oh, into that throne room to look fully into His wonderful face. Brother David knew. He knew without a doubt there was something special about the face of God. He even said that I would seek His face forevermore. David wanted to see it. It is so awesome. And all of those things that brother went through. Huh? Praise the Lord, all of those things that brother went through. God had to continue to allow him to be abased. So he knew that it was the grace of God who held him all the time. Isn't that precious? I was just reading about his wonderful song in 2 Samuel 22, where he's just singing to the Lord, and how mighty and how wonderful. That's where we got today, singing about or speaking about earlier, about we delight in him because he delights in us. But shortly thereafter that, there he goes numbering the people again. After the Lord gave him that. And then the Lord shortly took him home. Now I'm going to ask you, was he a man after God's own heart or not? Yes, oh, I'm sure that there were a lot of folks back there pointing and saying, "See, he's not. Oh, look at him, he failed again." Let me tell you something. God trumps all. And when he said, "He's a man after my own heart," you better get with it. He's a man after my own heart. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful to know? God, help me to quit looking with this and judging with this, because that's wickedness. That's the devil's tool. Let me tell you something. Brother Paul could speak to us today, and the Holy Spirit does through that, brother. It's alive. Those thorns were the most precious thing to his life. Amen. Amen. Given over to God. You understand that? Let's not get weird and wild with it. Remember, I was talking about this a minute ago. Lord, I'm thankful that I've got weaknesses. Because when I'm weak, then I'm strong. See, that's when I know supernatural. How about you? When he allows me to function by grace in faith, when I know that wasn't me, how mighty. See, I can watch that for you, and it's awesome and it's wonderful. But when he does it in your own life too, it gets personal. Do you ever step back and look at that godly man and say, "Wow, praise be to God, that's awesome. I know that's not me. That's why it's so awesome and incredible. I would have never done that. And the Lord says, that's right, you're getting it now. Because you couldn't have done that. But that's who you are. Oh, where's he going? Did I lose a few minds in the building? Praise the Lord. I'm just praying that he gives you his heart. Hey, praise God, his heart. Isn't that wonderful? And he does. And that's what we pray for. And that's what's so exciting. We do. See, his grace don't give up on us, brothers and sisters. It just doesn't. Okay? This is your Lord, and he loves you so. Praise his name. 2 Corinthians 4:6. And we'll hurry along. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. See, I don't care what the scientists tell you. God commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Okay? Has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. Now listen to that. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Isn't that exciting? It's right there. It's right here. This is it. The Word became flesh. And this is the Word. This is the Word. And this is it. This is what's all. He never left us. He never left us. Hallelujah. And he sent his Holy Spirit that we could see him like we could never see him before. See, those disciples that dwelt with him, that held him and touched him and felt him and saw his face physically, they couldn't see him until the Holy Spirit came and brought the Scriptures. Isn't that marvelous? Brother Paul saw him, didn't he? Oh, so yeah, he saw him on the road to Damascus. No, that's not what I'm talking about. He saw him. See, when you see him, you see the plan of God. It's marvelous. It's amazing. This is how we see him, brothers and sisters. He's not a picture upon a wall. Uh-uh. He's the love of God shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit. I see the picture, Lord. And it's not the picture. It's you. It's you. Hallelujah. 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 It's you. Do we realize, brothers and sisters, how blessed we are? Huh? I was just thrilled how the Lord brings so many beautiful things through so many things, but often through the mouth of babes. My little teeny brother down there in class today. Pastor! I got to tell you something. So what do you got to tell me, honey? I saw a man yesterday get out of this car and he didn't have any feet. I said, what'd you think? He said, I don't know, but he didn't have any feet. And I got to thinking how precious that we had a pastor so many times remind us about the man who used to complain that he had no shoes. Until he met a man with no feet. Now, I'm not encouraging you to look to the other guy to figure out how blessed you are. You just need to look right there. And how blessed we are. Do you realize that we live in the time? Now, listen to this. I don't know if you haven't listened to anything all day. Listen to this. This is your scripture, okay? We live in the time that we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Whew. I almost can't contain. I'm just telling you. You better pray for your pastor right now. But we live in the time that we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. He didn't leave one of them out. We live in the time of the Holy Spirit taking all the things of Christ and freely making them mine. Now, brothers and sisters, those worthies of faith in the Old Testament, they didn't have that privilege. They didn't live that privilege. I'm thankful to God what they have. And let me tell you something. They're even more thankful to God for what they have than I'm thankful for God for what they have. Because they have exactly what he gave them for that time. But we... when are we going to believe the Word of God? I put myself in it, brothers and sisters. I weep. I weep over us. I do. I understand what Paul cried for sometimes. I mean, that we would really, really step out in faith and really, really get a vision of who you are in Christ Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. From types and shadows to the mystery revealed. What do you think about that, huh? Huh? They were only living types and shadows. But as the Holy Spirit so perfectly just said, now we live into the time of the mature sons of God. Huh? Come on. Yeah, it's okay to say hallelujah. It's all right. Let me tell you something. You're going to be saying things. Well, you're going to have a glorified body like unto His own. But get used to it now. Because you want to be seeing Him like that over there. You want to be praising Him like that over there. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. Isn't that awesome? Praise His name. Brothers and sisters, we have got Paul's gospel. We've got Paul's gospel. He's a chosen vessel unto me. Yeah. He's a chosen vessel. He had the message that has called us to come boldly to visit and to dwell. Oh, I love the word dwell. See, that's settling down as husband and wife. Hallelujah. Into the Holy of Holies. You've been listening on Wednesday nights? We have internet. I pray you take the time. We've been studying that cherubim. The four living ones. Revelation. The redeemed souls. That are so Christ-like. That Brother John kept falling down at their feet. That got to heaven first. That are in the very midst of the throne. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that amazing? Oh, I love Him. It's so wonderful where He's done that. But see, what we're reading and understanding about brothers and sisters is He saw her way back then. And those cherubim were molded into the lid, on the lid of the ark. And the ark sat right in the Holy of Holies. And she was there with Jesus Christ. The presence of God, the glory of God rising out of her all the time. She's been there all the time. In His heart all the time. You know how men and women sometimes walk around with a locket and it's right there with them and they can see it all the time? That was Jesus Christ with His bride. I love it. I'm so thankful to God. He's so romantic, I can't even contain it. He's the lover of our soul. He shows you in every scripture and every verse, these are the love letters to you. It's absolutely amazing. It's absolutely incredible. Lord, get our eyes open. It's so wonderful. It's not, this isn't a dream. This is absolutely reality. The Word of God is going to endure forever. Everything else is going to pass away. He will appear a second time to them that look for Him. To them that want to see Him. We have been looking in a glass darkly. But you know what? I remember that cynosure Sinisir. See, those who haven't been here too long, Brother Hill used to talk about Sinisir. I always wondered, why in the world is he talking about Sinisir all the time? It means clear to the light. And I'm seeing his face because it's more clear to the light all the time and all the time and all the time. And brothers and sisters, it's going to be face to face. In a blissful moment. In a blissful moment. Face to face with Jesus Christ. See, I believe by the grace of God, He's brought us just a bit closer into that face to face today. Now let's look fully into it. Fully into that face. Fixed upon Him. And He's going to appear the second time to those that look for Him. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank You, Lord. You deal with us so sweetly. Your Word is true. Your Word is simple. God, thank You, Lord, that You've caused us to have hearts that want to understand it. God, You said there's simplicity in Your Son, and that's all that's there. Even if we be otherwise minded, it said that a heart that wants to know, You'll reveal that even unto them. We're brothers and sisters of like precious faith. Those that might be visiting here today, it's no accident. There's nothing that they can join here. This is just an invitation from You. All men be saved and come to a full knowledge of the truth. Isn't that wonderful? Now God, only Your Holy Spirit can do that. It's not by power or by might. It's by My Spirit, saith the Lord. It's not by scholars. It's not by men. It's by My Spirit, saith the Lord. It's not by my works. It's not by my good deeds. It's by My Spirit, saith the Lord. Now thank You, Lord, that Your Holy Spirit has been sent, the very power of Your might, to grow us up into all things. And praise be to God, it's only by glory to glory to glory. And that is found in Your wondrous face. And today we say, thank You, Lord, for the revelation. Help us to be singing, the joy of the Lord is my strength, as we go from here today. We give You the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.